by what you think you know. Took a pen, wrote on a label, and tied it to my toe. From now on, shall I be defined by the boundaries of your mind? Shall I bow my back? Shall I shut my mouth? Shall I leave my pride behind and walk on blind? And walk.
Chiweshwa is the village that my great-great-great-grandmother, who I am named after, who is Namvula, came from. And Namvula is a caller of the rain. And because this album really, for me, when I reflect back on the process and how long it's taken me to get to this point of writing the album, and everything that the album means for me, it's a homecoming. Culturally, but also spiritually and emotionally. It's me looking for my roots and really defining myself in the context of everything that I have traveled through musically and geographically.
I've listened to some of the tracks on your album and I was struck by the use of the kora, yeah, a West African instrument, yes, on some of them. Maweo, for example. Tell me about the use of the kora and about your band in general.
Yeah, well, I'm blessed to have an absolutely fantastic band. With regards to the kora, I think that is just a sound that I like. I don't think it's any deeper than that. And Kajali Kuyate, who is the kora player who plays on the album, is a great collaborator and he just gets my music.
I always think the kora is such a calming instrument. It has such a calming effect on people listening to it. I get the feeling you're someone who strongly believes in the sort of healing power of music.
I do. The kora is very calming on some of the songs in the album, but then on, for example, Nandayeyo, you know, we kind of rock it out. Kajali rocks it out on the kora. So Nandayeyo actually was written by an aunt of mine who is a very, very well-respected singer back home. Her name is Maureen Dilanda. She became my mentor when I was back in Zambia a couple of years ago and kind of really started delving into the culture. And so she had written this song which talks about overcoming pain. It says, when I look back to where I was, I cry, Ndalila is the word. I cry and it causes pain in my heart. But when I see how far I have come and where I am now, I give thanks.
How did the music start with you? How did you get into
it? I started learning the piano when I was a child and then gave that up. I had not a very inspiring piano teacher, and so gave that up in secondary school quite quickly, which is a shame, actually. It's my biggest regret. And then picked up the guitar and started writing songs on the guitar, as a teenager does. Then kind of floated in and out of music, but I had quite a chronic lack of self-confidence when it came to expressing myself musically, and so I tried a lot of other things. I worked as a photographer, but music was the only way that I felt I could really be expressive, and it's the only place that I find I'm able to be myself. And so it's been a long journey to reach this point where we're releasing the first album.
She dances love songs across the sea. It's been a long time she's been searching the winds. She's been waiting for news of your coming. She got to bolele.